switch gears and talk about Australian citizens who are thinking about a trip to Bahrain.
Well, Australians aren't part of the GCC, so they do need a visa, right?
Yes, that's right. But the visa system makes it really easy and convenient for them.
And they have lots of different visa options for different types of trips.
Absolutely. Whether you're a tourist who wants to see all the sights, a business person, or just visiting friends and family, there's an e-visa that will work for you. They even have the F1 Grand Prix e-visa for people who are going for the Formula One races.
That's pretty cool. So what about people who are thinking about moving to Bahrain, or at least trying it out for a while?
They have the self-sponsorship e-visa, which lets you live in Bahrain for a year without needing a job or a local sponsor.
So it's a good option for people who are thinking about relocating to Bahrain.
Exactly. It lets you really experience life there before making a permanent decision. So how do you actually apply for the e-visa if you're an Australian citizen?
It's online, right, through their e-visa website.
Right. The website is easy to use, and the application itself is simple. You fill out the form, upload all your documents, and pay the visa fee online.
And they have a secure payment system, so you don't have to worry about your information.
Exactly. And once you've submitted it all, you just wait for a decision.
And they usually process applications quickly, right?
Yes. Their system is known for being very efficient. And of course, you can pay extra to get it processed even faster if you're in a hurry.
So you can pick the processing time that works for you. Okay, so what happens if your visa application is denied?
The first thing is to look at why they denied it. It might be something simple, like a missing document or a mistake on the application, which you can just fix and reapply.
But what if it's something more complicated?
If it's something more complicated or you don't understand what the problem is, you can always contact the Bahraini embassy or consulate in Australia. They can help you and answer your questions.
It's good to know there are resources to help you if you need it.
Yes, they're there to help. And also, don't forget about the FAQ section on the website. You might find the answer to your question there without having to contact anyone.
That's always a good first step.
Yeah.
So we've talked about how to apply, but why are Australian citizens interested in visiting Bahrain?
It's a really unique blend of ancient history and modern things. You can visit the ruins of the Dilmun civilization, which is one of the oldest civilizations in the area.
That must be amazing to see.
It is. And then you also have modern architecture, like the Bahrain World Trade Center, which is a symbol of the country's innovation.
So it's a mix of old and new. What about the people?
The Bahraini people are known for their warmth and hospitality. They're happy to share their culture with visitors.
So it sounds like a very welcoming place.
Yes, very welcoming.